Yep. Had to have a little funky town for this particular interview. It is one of Sonoma County's great events. It's been going strong for 5 years now. And right here in studio with us this morning is organizer and founder Bill Myers. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I am well, sir. Tell me how you decided to call it Funky Fridays.
Oh, my better half gets credit for that.
Okay.
She just came out of it immediately and created a website the same day she thought of it.
Well, see, for those of us in the Valley and in the Kenwood area and in the eastern part of Santa Rosa, this is a must-do. This is a weekly, throughout the summer, Friday night concert in a very unique setting.
It is. We started 5 years ago at Sugarloaf Ridge State Park after it had been closed due to lack of funding, and my nonprofit friends had taken over the operation. We needed a fundraiser.
Yeah.
But after 3 years at Sugarloaf, we outgrew the venue, and this is our second season at the Hood Mansion Front Lawn.
Now, describe to us exactly what the setting is like, because it's very unique.
Very few people, even locals, have ever heard of or seen Hood Mansion. It's an historic landmark, national and state, built in 1858. It is the only pre-Civil War brick building anywhere in Sonoma County. It's a lovely 8,000-foot three-story mansion with a huge green front lawn, which is where we have the event every Friday night.
And you know, the mansion itself has those, it's funny you say pre-Civil War because it reminds me of that. They've got the huge columns in front. And so the concert actually takes place on this huge front lawn of the mansion itself.
And the mansion front porch is lit up every night. It's first thing I do when I arrive at the venue this afternoon is light it up. And it's just gorgeous. And in addition to that, the view is Hood Mountain,
yeah,
the tallest mountain in Sonoma Valley.
Yeah, it's beautiful and quite the hike, I will say that. And Bill is also, along with a partner of his, they are the guys who do Bill and Dave's hikes all over Sonoma County and Sugarloaf, Hood Mountain, Bald Mountain, lots of different places too.
Been doing it for 17 years, love taking people out. I was born and raised in the flatlands of northern Ohio. And after 30 years of living here in California, I'm still totally in love with the hills, and particularly the Mayacamas Mountains.
Well, clearly you're in love with the parks, too, because Funky Fridays is a big fundraiser for the Sonoma Regional Parks. So that's fantastic.
That's true. My partner, Linda Pavlak, and I are unpaid volunteer organizers, and we now work with Sonoma County Regional Parks Foundation to raise money for the parks. And we couldn't do this without the help of dedicated volunteers.
Yeah, I know a lot of people volunteer. In fact, my neighbor, Susie, is one who has gone over there on Funky Friday nights and taken some tickets at the gate and things like that. It's a cheap, you know, you could, if you're looking for kind of a date night thing to go to also, I would say that it's well within everybody's means to get there.
Every Friday night, tickets are only $10. 18 and under are free. The music starts, by the way, at 7 p.m., but we encourage folks to arrive early. Bring low back chairs and a blanket. Food, wine, and beer is available at the venue. Now, tonight's band, and y'all got to come out and see them, is Soul Fuse, a group of outstanding musicians who play funk, soul, R&B, with an emphasis on the funk, and
this
very
is danceable. Fantastic news to me because I am kind of a Motown nut. And so the idea of having some soul music right in front of the Hood Mansion, you know, surrounded by Sonoma Valley Hills, I don't know. It sounds pretty great. In fact, I'm going to make my first foray to Funky Fridays tonight.
You are overdue.
I know it.
You're a fellow Kenwoodian.
Yes.
I'm appalled you haven't been there yet.
I know. Well, you know, they don't let me go out much after dark. So fortunately, in the summertime, it's not after dark when you visit Funky Fridays.
So I'd like to encourage your listeners to visit www.funkyfridays.info for details of the famous members of this band who are playing tonight and the remaining six bands this summer. The Pointless Sisters are next week.
We know them.
Yeah. More than 50 bands, by the way, wanted to play this summer, and we selected the very best.
Wow, that's impressive. So Funky Fridays has taken on kind of a life of its own. But talk about, you know, going back to the probably one of the most, if not the most, unique setting in which to see a concert. This has got to be it, Bill.
Right. It's wrapped into the middle of Hood Mountain Regional Park,
yeah,
which has got gorgeous hiking, and it's one of the ways to get up to Hood Mountain. And you just can't beat this setting.
And of course, you can find out online how to get there. But just in general, it's you take Pythian Road, right, off of Highway 12?
That's right. Hood Mansion's located across from Oakmont in Sonoma Valley, just off Highway 12 at Pythian Road. And every Friday night, the Funky Friday signs are out on Highway 12, and there's people directing you to ample parking. I'll be personally putting those signs out on Highway 12 at 2 o'clock this afternoon.
That is a great commitment, and I assume that you're the guy who MCs for the band and all that?
I am, and you'll all come up and say hello.
Well, I'll be happy to come up and say hello, as long as it's brief and we can get to the music.
Amen. That's what it's about.
Yeah. All right, Funky Fridays, I'll tell you all about it on Monday, but you can join us, too, every Friday night at Funky Fridays between now and Labor Day. It's
correct.
Going on. Again, a fundraiser for the regional parks in our area, and a great idea. I can't wait for this beautiful summer night, some great music, and incredible scenery. Thank you so much, Bill, for coming in this morning, telling us all about it, and I'll see you there tonight.
Thanks, Pat.
That's Bill Myers, the founder and organizer of Funky Fridays.